Did you know we live stream the recording of this podcast every Thursday night at 7 p.m. Eastern Time on Facebook, Rumble, Twitch, Kick, and X? Come join us.
Time to break TOS and show Twitch who's boss. Proud to be a trans woman, I am Boo and Rob, and my fellow rainbow lovers, John Domingo and the Duchess.
Good evening.
Hey, everybody. So?
What's up?
Oh, my goodness. There's an old reference.
I have something to show you. I figure we might as well start it off. Everybody loves a good escalator story, right?
Hell yes.
Elevator, escalator stories.
Yes.
Okay, here we go. So here comes a woman up the escalator with her child.
Oh, no.
And this is why I don't like these things. This is why I hated working on them. And this is why I hate watching people ride them. Because here she comes. She's coming up to the top. And for no reason, she steps on the thing and down she goes. And it just drags her down. Bye-bye. And now we have a hamburger. And now they got to try to get her out of there. Good morning, everybody.
Oh, my God.
I have no idea how that kick plate popped up like that. But if you can see, there's the what they call the turnaround right there. And she's just getting ground up, and it's just dragging her in. And then somebody, either she tripped a switch or somebody hit the – I don't see anybody hitting the stop button.
Yeah, there's a stop button right next to the middle.
Right there in the middle is the stop button for that escalator. Yeah. And nobody hit it from what I see.
Come on.
Unless somebody ran to the bottom and stopped it.
You don't think that the kick plate should be rigged with like a tripwire that would auto-stop?
Yeah.
It is.
Like on the treadmill, if I pull the cord, it shuts like immediately, like stops short.
Nah, who uses that shit? You rig it.
I pulled it out last week. I almost fell on my face. Nah,
guys never pull out. So this is the only thing I can think of. I'm gonna go back to here. When she stepped on this, it just collapsed, and I have no idea why.
Did they get? Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I don't understand why. There's no. There's supposed to be braces there. I mean, these things are fucking heavy. Each one of those things weigh about 50 pounds. Well, it buckled down there, and then there it went, and it pushed the other one forward. But anyhow.
But did the kid didn't get pulled down, right? The kid got.
Yeah, they got the kid. Okay. And I don't know if she's dead now, but I'm sure she's tore up. She's tore up.
Yeah, because for those who don't know, you used to work on those. Stuff, like you have worked on those.
Yeah, I've worked on them. So there's a switch when you're installing these things, there's a switch or a relay that you put in for constant speed. In other words, once it starts, it continues to run. Continuous run relay. That's what it was called. Continuous. You're never supposed to put the continuous run relay in when you're working on them, because then when you hit the button to move it, it just moves. You take your finger off the button, whatever. So they go to inspect one, and the guy gets in there because it was making a noise or something, and he goes, bump it, and they forgot that they didn't have it on. He bumped it, and he drug that guy into it. They had to cut him out of it. He lived, but he don't walk. He don't walk very well. He was probably dead by now. But yeah, I hate escalators.
Listen to the Metallica song "One."
Yeah, it should probably tells you how to do.
Stone, no more fights. Can't even. I can't even. It's been a long fucking week. I'm not dealing with that.
Fuck you, John.
Wiley, we don't know. Wiley Mendingo on Rumble says, "Holy cow." Is she okay? We have no idea. They say the little girl's okay, but I don't know what happened to her. Maybe that's just how they grease the gears in third world countries. Every thousandth person gets chewed up. Oh, my God.
Hey, for those of you that are over on the K platform or over on the T platform, if you want to hop over there, we can
say Twitch. Up.
Well, it's you got to watch it. They're both being weird right now about advertising one on the other, so.
Oh, I forgot about that. Jesus Christ, we get that, and then
we get on, but not really.
Those of you on the R platform, you're fine. We know why you're there, that you like to drop in bombs. It's cool.
We used to, there's two, at the hospital, University of Pennsylvania, when you walk in, there's two escalators that take you right up to this second landing. And we used to have to go in there every 6 months, tear out all those steps, They have to all come out. You take them out, you'd wash them. And then you went in and you sweep the pan down and grease all the rollers and the chains and stuff like that. You would start Saturday night at 6 o'clock and you worked until you were done. And by 8 o'clock the next morning, when you're putting these steps in, because you'd have to hand them the step the right way. And I remember, and it was really a good friend of mine that we were working together. And by the end of the night, we were like, hand me that thing. You didn't hand it to me right. Fuck you. It was, we wanted to kill each other by the time we got done. Oh, it was horrible. But, you know, good money. So you do what you do. I got to change that thing for Bot Ricks. You can't get a
Donut.
The locals. You know what? I haven't been in. Nobody goes to locals anymore. I better just I'm just going to go in there and delete the account. No, I think there's like 3 or 4 people that do it.
Get
I don't even know if we're getting
money
any
back.
Money for it.
Go fuck yourselves, all of you.
That sounds like me today when I was talking to StreamYard. They fuck me in the ass.
You
Twitch
mean
platform is chopping.
Restream.
Is it?
Yeah.
That's what he's saying in the comments.
Huh. Can't tell.
Have you know, this shit's been out since like 2010 that I know of, but I mean, I just recently heard about it. It's called The Sixes.
Okay.
It has to do with women's demands or desires or wants in a guy. Have either of you heard anything about this? Sixes.
Nope.
Anybody in the chat know what the sixes are? I know Jody does because he's a freak like that. But so they want their men to have a 6-figure salary. Be at
that
least 6 feet tall.
Okay.
This one's kind of dumb. 600 horsepower in his car.
That's not okay.
That's dumb.
That's dumb.
Well, that means, you know, money. 6-pack abdomen.
Okay.
6 months since last relationship. And 6 inches below the, or more, below the belt.
Okay.
Any input on those? How fucking retarded? Because it's usually women that are like 300 and something pounds that are, you know, making these demands, by the way.
Jody says, I'm 1/6. So they want so 6 out of 6. Okay, so they want 6 out of 6 before they'll date them. That's what is dateable.
Six called,
out of femcells.
Yeah, they're just called the sixes. Right. So.
Okay. Well, this is what I have to say, ladies. Lower your expectations, and here's the reason why. Because any of the guys that have all the sixes that you want, they don't want you. They want above you.
Yeah.
They want above you. Yeah. First of all,
can we talk about this?
Maybe. But any guy that has all that, he's not getting tied down with one person.
Probably MGTOW.
I'm just saying. And the same thing with women. You know, women, whatever. I mean, they just think that they're just, they deserve all this, and, you know, whatever that, hey, nanny is between their legs, they think that thing is just like worth gold.
Mm-hmm. It's got the mind.
Hold the phone. As Token here, show, what the fuck are you yapping about?
Well, women, they say that guys got to be 6 foot tall, make at least $600,000. Yeah, this is, okay. We're talking about the sixes. Right. Not all women. She just jumped right in front of you. What do you mean?
I've seen the dude. He looks like he's at least 6 feet tall.
Yeah. But he's 6 feet tall, 600,000, has a car with a 600 horsepower, probably a 6-inch cock.
6-pack abdomen.
6-packs abs, right? And they're like a six. And that's what they want.
Right.
Right?
Well, the issue is that they kind of blanket all men with this. And it's like, if you're over like 50, you might have one more of those things than the other guys. But
I'm with
because dad bods are a motherfucker.
I'm just telling you right now, I'm with Budvucker. We look for, guys look for 3 T's in a woman. Tits, tiny, and toit.
God
gotta love that guy.
So are you agreeing that you have the same? So the way that these women view men, do you view women that way?
Well, the issue is, from what I've seen, the women that are making these demands have no fucking business making any demands whatsoever.
Yeah, usually they look like the left guard from a local college football team.
And they got like three baby daddies.
Right, beard and all.
Yeah.
Look.
I don't even know what to say.
Again, everybody, I'm just going to say this. You know, women go on these social media platforms and they say, this is what I want. Of course. You know, it's women, you know, they shoot for the moon. And that's fine. But you're going to be single for a long, long time if that's what you want.
Well, yeah, that's – well, you know, I see a lot of them kind of complaining or you know, broadcasting their desires, what their want lists are. And I'm like, you probably need to lower your expectations. Like, you're in your fucking 50s, you know. Gonna have to compromise.
They may as well be dead.
Compromise.
In their 50s. No, damn.
They're not gonna get six pack guys with all this stuff, like John said earlier. All they're already spoken for, and they're not really looking for. They're looking for women in their 20s.
You want to talk about white privilege? You know what's a real privilege? Attractive privilege. Mm-hmm. An attractive woman, an attractive man, life's easy for them. People bend over backwards to give them whatever they want. Yep. And they don't even realize it because they think this happens to everybody. But from a person that's not in the pretty people's club,
exactly,
I'm telling you, it's not. The problem is, ladies, you want all that shit, and we work harder. The 6 to 8. I'm going to go 4 to 6s. The 4 to 6s work harder. You know,
well, they've got to.
Yeah, of course they do.
To make up, to compensate for.
That's why you have to be charming and funny, and you have to have all that.
It's like, well, yep. I mean, she's not like, she's not like a 9.5, but she's really cool. So that'll bring a 6 to like an 8 to me. That'll bring like a 6 to an 8. Her just being super fucking cool.
Listen, I've always been a fan of the girl next door. I don't want to use the word plain Jane, but, you know, a very wholesome looking woman, right? I don't, you know, if they're
Marianne from Gilligan's Island sort of
girl. Yes. Okay. So here we go. I was Marianne over Ginger. I was Janet over Chrissy. I was like in Friends. Ugh. Courtney Cox over Jennifer Aniston.
Really? For some reason, I liked
Phoebe.
I'm crazy. Phoebe. I don't know why. Taller.
Because Phoebe personality. Well, she was a little tall girls.
She was too liberal for me. She was too out there. She
I didn't care about that. Yeah, I can bang that right out of them.
Lisa says.
I just wanted to see what Duchess.
Wholesome. No, not there you go. Wholesome.
Gotta love her chat.
Yeah. Oh, so I'm just saying, it's one of those things where, you know, you can shoot for the stars, that's fine. But again, I don't think it's going to happen. And then when the pretty people get together, they can't stand because they don't get the
adoration from other pretty people.
Right. Because they're
because
pretty
they're
people.
They're pretty too. Yeah.
Right. They expect the other pretty person to treat them like somebody that's not pretty and
so
it's not
that
happening.
That is why
Yeah.
the pretty people. Date lower.
The beautiful people. The beautiful people.
Well, but that's your whole thing. Like, oh, if they want the sixes, that's what they're going to get because they're going to get all the feedback that they
all
need
the pretty
to
people.
Suck the life out of people. And
my age, our age, all the pretty people cheat on each other.
Okay.
So that's why they're on the markets because they're fucking
Listen,
being, you know.
I'll just tell you something right now.
Dishonest.
The people that are our age that are out there dating, there's no reason to get married or be in a serious relationship. There's none. There's no advantage to it.
Well, it is nice.
I'm sorry.
To have a special, you know, somebody.
I see somebody's probably in the chat now or somebody's watching the show now.
There's nobody. Do you see anybody out of the fucking ordinary in the chat? Calm down, Ted.
I don't know. Talking. I can't see who's watching the show or not. I'm just saying that.
No. I've talked with Duchess, like behind the scenes. I've shared some things that, you know, because I don't have anybody to talk to. That's, you know.
Poor Duchess.
No, stop.
She's very nice, very kind, and I like her advice. Sorry.
Okay.
She's a good friend.
Did you just eye roll John Jamingo?
I think I did. I think I just eye rolled.
Please timestamp that. 817.
1815, yeah.
18, hey, speaking of Mike, you know, he is one of the best producers that we have for content. He does shit that I can't do.
I know.
And he came out with another banger.
Producer Rito.
Ladies and gentlemen, here we go.
What did you do?
Oh, great. I love it.
My mic wasn't
working.
His mic wasn't working.
I love it.
Blink, blink.
I said, fuck it. I give up.
Now, remember, Duchess is drunk during this.
Oh, no, is this when I was drunk? No, please, this was by. Monday, wasn't it?
A little bit
Monday?
Of box wine.
You know. Oh, you were drunk during this one.
So, no, I just gave up.
This is, you're drunk. I'm sick.
Bob's mute.
Bob's mute.
Oh, yeah. This is last week. Sorry, Bob. Bob has exited the chat.
Oh, we're definitely going to ask questions, so I might as well get this out of the way right now.
All right, let's do it. Oh.
Oh, God. Just why? Just, if he kicks us off of here, I swear. Let's see if he goes back. Hold on.
Oh, I'm green.
He's not turning his stuff on.
I was green.
Now he's green with envy.
All right. So what's the story?
I heard his headphones. I heard him. Bob, come back, Bob.
I want to unplug my camera.
Police search for a thief who stole a van loaded with 10,000 Krispy Kreme donuts. Republicans, Democrats, buy computers. They watch this. Well, nobody watches this.
Oh, my God.
Mike.
Oh, it's like we're stream sniping ourselves.
Let's see. What's happening, Bob?
Oh, now we got an echo.
I've lost it. I'm done.
Sorry, Bob.
Hey, Bob.
Oh, fuck.
Holy shit.
That was amazing.
Oh, Mike.
That needs to be on like our locals or something.
Yeah. Now. Here's another thing.
Oh, that was fantastic.
I saw this and it made me belly laugh because it's about podcast police, and we might actually be arrested for this, but here we go.
Uh-oh.
People don't know this, but sleep is bad for you.
Did you read that somewhere?
I don't read. It lowers your testosterone.
Really?
Podcast police!
Put the mics down! Put the mics down! Don't even think about it!
This episode is over, fellas.
We're the podcast police.
We're a task force that stops white guys from starting podcasts for no reason.
Anything you say can and will be used against you.
Subscribe to the Patreon.
All right, enough.
It's become a real problem here in Los Angeles. These guys reuse mics, share mics, podcast in the morning, podcast at night. Hell, half the time, they don't realize the mic's not even plugged in.
Poor guy didn't even have a
call. Mic's down! Mic's down! God damn it, they fled!
Just missed them. Mic's still hot.
Jesus.
Every year, we lose about half our recruits.
Do they die?
No.
We're losing the podcast.
Class of 2015, lost a lot of good men.
Just busted a 17-year-old for podcasting. Already on the mic. What life advice could you possibly be sharing?
Hey! I had no idea my son was podcasting. You had no idea? Your son's 11, and he's asking for a goddamn cold plunge!
All right, man, what do you need? I got mics, I got whatever podcasting equipment you need.
You know what? I need for you to get on the ground!
Go, 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 go! Get down, get down!
Suspect apprehended! Oh, suspect apprehended!
This is personal to me, because I lost my brother to podcasting.
He was top of his class. Then one day he says to me, "We have such funny conversations. Why don't we start recording now?"
From that point on, he was hooked.
You gotta follow the money. All this is funded by big sponsors. You got Roman, BetterHelp, Athletic Greens. Those guys go under, this whole nightmare ends.
Good fucking luck.
They say the best time to invest is yesterday, so when it comes to compound interest...
Everything okay there, buddy?
We got a runner! We got a runner!
Drop the mic and don't say another word!
Well, biologically speaking, men are stronger than...
For 25% off MeUndies, use code.
Oh boy!
Get the goddamn code.
I got one too.
He's down.
I got one. It's kind of in that same vein.
There was a show called Whitish. The left would lose their minds.
You're so right. Totally.
And science.
Sorry, Big Pharma. I'm not just going to put some crap in my body without doing my own research first. Anyway, today's podcast is sponsored by Diamond Hog Male Enhancement Gummies. Look, guys, I don't know what's in this stuff, but it works. If you want to get as hard as a diamond...
What the hell are you doing?
It's not what you think.
You promised me you wouldn't podcast anymore.
This is the new Fisher-Price podcast set for white guys. It doesn't record.
Fisher-Price? So it's a toy?
Yep. And I can say whatever I want now, and I can never get canceled. Even the N-word.
Why do you need to do that?
Because if I don't, they win.
Who's they?
All of them. We can't let them beat us.
Wait, is that camera on?
Yes.
So you are recording this?
Just for my live stream.
That doesn't make sense.
How else am I supposed to get donations, Sharon?
New Fisher-Price podcast set for white guys.
Sharon.
Get yours wherever tactical gear is sold.
Ages 34 and up.
Oh my God. This is some pretty good stuff.
Is that John Mulaney?
I think it is.
Yeah.
It was one guy.
Before he went to
it was some guy whose parents had sex and had him.
Speaking of watching provocative movies in public places.
Yes.
Excuse me.
This is a fun article.
So, all right. This is your article. This is your time to shine. Duchess.
Goody. I get to read the provocative one. So this popped up in my notifications today. So I was curious about it. So there was a woman on a flight who was decided she wanted to watch Magic Mike, the third one. And
there's three?
Yeah, there is three. This one has Salma Hayek. So you should watch it. I heard it. Well,
whatever.
You don't think she's pretty?
No. Salma Hayek is like
Like what?
Whatever.
What?
You're insane. She's
yeah,
beautiful.
You're insane.
Anyway, so she decided, she's an Australian woman, and she decided to tune into Magic Mike's Last Dance, and she was going from Bali to Australia. So she decided to put it on, but she looked around to see if there was any like children sitting around her or whatever, and I guess there weren't. So it was clear, so she decided to watch it. So, and it's a provocative movie. There's some sexy scenes and stuff like that. If you've ever seen any of the other two Magic Mikes, I've only seen the first one, so I mean, you really don't need to see, in my opinion, you don't need to see any others, but... so she was watching it, and then apparently the woman sitting next to her tapped her on the shoulder and was like very disapproving of what happened, what was going on, and handed her a note. So she just took the note and looked down when she stepped into the restroom. She went back to, because she wanted to read what it was. She went to the bathroom, opened it up. And the note says, "If you want to accept his offer, you may pray this prayer. Dear Lord Jesus, I realize I am a sinner, and I believe you bled and died to pay the price for my sin. I believe you rose from the dead, and you live forevermore. Please forgive me, come into my heart, and save my soul. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. And dear friend, if you'd like to study the Bible, someone to pray for you, help with a personal problem, someone to visit you, join a youth group, a Bible," and it looked like there was more to the note where they could check off if they needed anything else. But basically, this woman said, "You better ask Lord Jesus for some forgiveness for watching Magic Mike."
Well, first of all,
yeah,
it's a movie, and she think again, ladies, if you want to pray and not do anything, and you consider that pornography or whatever, that's fine. But why do you have to get into people's shit? Stop watching it. You know she was over there watching it. You know she was like, "Oh, Jesus, I'm sorry, I'm flicking my bean to Magic Mike."
Well, I don't think she was flicking her bean on the plane. I guess this young lady was watching it, and this older woman was offended about
Jesus
it.
Jesus freak.
Yeah. Well, yeah, she was sitting by her, so she could see it. But the whole thing is, I guess my question on this is, if you can watch, is it appropriate whether to... Would you find it appropriate to decide to watch a rated R movie that, and Magic Mike, it's not, you're not watching it for you know, it's intense drama and seriousness. It's basically great sex, acting. Nude people dancing, lusty type of thing, which is fine.
Like Wizards here said.
Yeah. I mean, if that's what you want to watch, that's soft porn. Okay.
It's not soft porn. It's not soft porn. It's got, do you see their cocks?
Soft porn, no.
Are they just G-strings?
More for ladies. And either way, the point is, would you sit on an airplane watching this movie, like openly? Like it's on her iPhone, like if you're watching it on the back
of the... No more than I would porn.
All right, I got a question. Here's my question. The gentlemen that were in this movie, were they wearing anything less than you would see on a beach?
Probably not.
Okay. So is it really porn? I mean, is the fact that they're dancing and swimming. Women are ogling at them?
On a plane.
Well, there's sex scenes. I mean, you're watching. There's
sex scenes in there?
Yeah, sexual.
But from what I understand, the lady didn't say anything. Like, in other words, the woman that was watching looked around. There was no children on the plane.
Right.
It was all adults.
It's adult, yeah.
Right. Now,
I'm just asking what other people think. I'm not.
Right. Red Wizard Ate My Baby says, offended or concerned? Probably offended.
This woman was offended. She apparently was very disapproving.
I personally would not watch something that it's a tad inappropriate if you have somebody next to you that you don't know and they can look at your screen.
The only thing that I can think of that would be the same, but it's not, is what's that movie, Striptease, with the girl from Save the Bell?
Oh, that poor girl.
Oh, it was Demi Moore.
Showgirls.
Showgirls was
Striptease was Demi Moore, yes.
Demi Moore. Okay, was Demi Moore, did you see her? Tatas.
I don't remember.
I don't think so. I don't know. But okay, so what's the difference if you're watching that movie or you're watching another movie where someone, like an R-rated movie that they're actually
think
on
like
the screen?
Porky's or something. Or something that's again, full of boobs or whatever, you know.
And is it on that thing that's, you know, on the back of the headrest? Is that where she was probably watching it from?
Yeah.
Which is like three. So the lady's
in front of her. So the woman's sitting
next to her.
Yeah.
Listen. You know what? Sit there, and I'm sure the music's not playing, so she's got the headphones on. She can't hear it. It's like going to a drive-thru, and you see it, but you can't hear it. So you know what, lady? Shut your mouth.
That's the best way to watch that movie.
Shut your mouth, and mind
your
business.
Own paper, bitch.
Yeah, read a book. Oh, that's horrible. Oh, my God, look what he's doing now. Oh, my God, this is horrible. Oh, wow. Oh, I can't believe he's doing.
What if you wore like a Trump shirt, which he bitched then too, you know?
No, she probably loved Trump. She wouldn't want to be.
You get my point. Okay, then a Biden shirt, whatever. You know what I mean? Everybody just can't wait to be a fucking victim.
Well, I thought it would be an interesting discussion to see what other people thought.
I personally would not watch anything like that I wouldn't want somebody else to look at, you know, next to me if there's somebody I don't know, like on a plane. I wouldn't do that. It's just
I think it's a little tacky to put on a movie that is, I'll call it a sexy movie. Like, you're just sitting on a plane, you know, with a bunch of people you don't know. It's just like...
That's why you bring the Mario, you know, you bring the Switch and play fucking Mario.
I think if you could watch it and nobody else could see it, that'd be probably okay, but... That's me personally. I wouldn't do that. No,
buttfucker. Have you seen the movie poster? I got this in email today. Have you seen the movie poster for the new Beyonce movie? I guess it's
Hold
a
on.
Concert. What?
I know you're moving on to another topic. I'm not done with this.
No, it's
yet.
This. I mean, it's movies. We're talking about.
All right. Yeah, but so first of all, so we have Budvogger who says it's no worse than watching Debbie Does Dallas on a train. At least that's a classic. But Red Wizard Ate My Baby seems to be, he's part of the offended or concerned, where he says he thinks anything in public should be safe for an audience or G.
Well, if it's on your phone or your iPad, you're in a plane seat. Like, I don't mean on like the headrest. I mean on
like
your own,
on your
device.
Own person. Yeah. Well, I mean, you got an 11-inch iPad just
you
right there.
Don't have to watch it. It's not for you. You didn't buy it. It's not like they put it in front of this woman and made her watch it. She had to look over to see what that person was, and now she has to interject herself in there. Would you like me to pray for you? Yeah, pray for me. Whatever. If that'll keep you from talking to me, pray for me.
So this woman had gone back to her seat and did speak to the woman a little bit in more detail, but the woman was obviously unhappy with what she was doing. I mean, I'm surprised she didn't call the stewardess over or the flight attendant.
What would the flight attendant do? It's a movie that you can buy on the plane.
Look, I'm not fussing about it. I'm just saying the people like that just start pestering the flight attendants and all that. Like, she looked at me funny. Like, they're big mommies for everybody. Right. So
Red Wizard ate my baby.
Go ahead.
Said, I'm not offended. The public should be a safe space. Safe from what? A guy in it with no shirt on? If he can wear it on the beach, then what's the problem?
Yeah, but you don't fuck people on the beach. You don't have sex on the beach. You're not supposed to have sex on the beach.
You know, there should be kind of a, like, unspoken, invisible kind of a boundary with my device and in my hand. You know, don't be fucking looking over.
You know, well, like I'm saying if it's on that, you know, because they have those movie screens on the back of the headrest,
right? But
it's in front of you.
But it may have been just on an iPad or a device, whatever.
Huh. All right,
it could be. Then that's a different story. This one was definitely on the. This one was definitely on the seat back.
It's on the seat back.
Well, if the airplane's offering it, then
That's the other thing. The airplane's offering it, so
right.
I mean, I think they should have just played it on the big screen. Just put that big screen up there.
Yeah, get everybody in the mood.
Get everybody all boned up.
By the time that plane lands, everybody's just bukkake'd up.
Well, so the seatmate was determined to have the woman who was watching the movie, her name was Jess, view the things differently. So she started up a conversation about faith and mortality. And I think that's not, I think... I can see where the woman might have been like offended, like, but you can be offended. Like, that doesn't mean if I'm doing something and you find it offensive, I'm sorry. Like, if I'm not being, some people just get offended if you're wearing no sleeves in church. So, I mean, it's what people get offended about. It's difficult to, there's no, everybody's different, but
everybody has this different sensibility as right. far as what's decent. It's, right. it's everything's an opinion. What Red Wizard Ate My Baby thinks is decent, I would say, you know, or is indecent, I would probably say is decent. It's not that big of a deal.
Yeah, it's everybody has a different standard.
I kind of have the mind your own fucking business thing and not watch thing. Right. That's where I'm at.
But, and I'm actually, Bob here we go.
Budvugger says, watching Magic Mike or dropping a deuce in the eye, what could be worse? Well,
oh, put on Magic Mike every... I don't know, Magic Mike isn't right. a movie, but I don't want anybody to shit in the plane, so it's possible.
Okay, so now we're going. Now we're moving the goalposts. Let's see if we feel the same way while speaking in front of a young child, shall we? There wasn't any children on the plane.
Well, so that in around where she was.
That's not happening.
I think if the airplane allowed it, that's, you know what, take it up with the airline.
Well, that's true. It's not like she brought the movie in. If it was offered through the airline,
I mean,
then
you
perhaps
know.
The airline rethinks their policy of PG-only movies.
You know what we got to do now? We got to put a fucking hood so you can watch the movie. And anybody, the pearl blinders. Clutchers, like yeah, curtain, the pearl curtain clutchers curtain. Can sit there and say, they would still be sitting there, what is she watching? That she's got to put the blinders on. I got to see what's going on in there.
Well, and that's only for the person sitting next to you, by the way. People
well, if
you
she's,
can see it.
you know, next to her and the chick's watching that movie and she smells, you know, tuna, you may want to.
No.
Yeah, because as soon as a woman gets excited, she immediately puts off the smell of a fish.
Some do.
Well, you never Some know. Do. Jesus Christ.
I don't know.
All right.
I don't even know what to say to you two. What the hell?
What?
It's just me. Don't be true. Mad at John for that comment.
All right, that's true. I will blame you on that one, Bob.
I got nothing left.
That's gross.
On this topic.
Right.
So, I was just curious as to
pheromones are yummy. Yeah.
With crackers.
As long as they're clean shaven.
Oh.
Council Flat says that's a fact.
Okay.
That's the fact, Jack.
That's a fact, Jack. Budvugger says, ding. Oh, stewardess, I think the roast beef is bad.
Thought you had the fish.
John never eats the fish at home.
I'm going to have the sausage. So
again, it's just people that want to. It's just people that
want to. Everybody wants to be a victim.
Right, exactly. All right, Bob, mm-hmm. what's this going on with the Beyonce movie?
So, yeah, I got this in email, and I kind of zoomed in a little on the movie poster, and That's the movie poster I got from AMC in my email.
Well, I guess we can't watch this on a plane.
Miss Jackson, if you're nasty.
So then,
so she has four arms?
Well, no, there's something behind her. Doing that,
oh, there's someone behind
around.
Her.
Yeah, okay. Give it a reach around.
Just give it a reach around. Up. All right, so yeah, what's
and
the...
And there's one down there by her junk.
Wow. You know.
So,
okay. So what
I
does this mean?
I decided to look up what that movie was, you know, rated, because there's kids going to this movie, because it's Beyonce, you know. She's
the children! The children! We have to save the children!
Are you done?
No, probably not.
Not rated.
Okay, so what does that mean?
That is
so
weird.
You don't have to have an ID to get in with that kind of a movie poster for the cover. There was a hand right on the old bean right there, buddy. I don't know if you noticed.
It was, first of all,
a little on the risque side.
Put the poster back up again.
You and your fucking demands.
Again, it's... You can say that because that's what you're looking at. But does everybody see the same thing? But you can't tell if she's dressed. You can't tell if that's an outfit that she has on.
That's her. I mean, underneath. Well, no.
I don't know that. There's a shadow there that looked like it might be a pair of skin tight pants.
On the right leg, yeah, but not on the left. That looks bare. I mean, of course, it's all airbrush bullshit, but.
Red Wizard Ate My Baby said, double clicking the old mouse.
Exactly.
I think it looks like, to me, it looks like she's wearing a one-piece bathing suit.
Yeah.
I zoom in on it. But yeah, it's a little.
There's no belly button. Is there? And that's her hand and, well, his hand is. Okay.
Well, how do you
take
know
that down, Bob, before the fucking green check lights start going out.
It looks like a robot.
Yeah, so maybe it's just a robot. So then, maybe it doesn't matter. Can you finger a robot that looks like
a
female?
Can a robot
female?
Finger you? So,
of course a robot can finger me.
So then I scrolled down a little in the old email. You can get, for $22.99, you can get a collectible tin.
That's about what it costs in the movies now anyway for popcorn.
For $12.99, you can get a collectible cup, large fountain drink. Which...
And there's a robot on there that's dressed provocatively.
Yeah, tried to zoom in on it, but I couldn't really tell much. Well, I can't tell if that's her or the robot or what. It's been
Bob, you should go to the movie and watch this movie and come back and give it a review.
We do need you to report on it, Bob. Please bring one of your dates.
No. I would never go to that garbage.
You could go to take her to that movie. She might get hot and bothered.
Yeah, you might have some success in the car.
Fuck her.
Self-cleaning mom.
I wouldn't go
as Red Wizard
to support any of those assholes. If Taylor Swift and Kelsey put out a fucking, you know, a dirty tape, I wouldn't go see it because I don't care. I don't want to give them any of my attention or my money.
I don't think I'd want to see a sex tape between Travis and Taylor. I don't think I'd want to see that.
That's he dresses her up like a freaking cheerleader or like a referee.
I bet you she dresses him up like a cheerleader.
Oh my.
That's what I'm saying.
You dress up like a Chiefs cheerleader. Okay, boss.
Over in Kick, Mac the Hypnotist says, I'd bang a robot.
Well, yeah. I mean, why not?
Yeah, what's the big deal?
What was it going to do? Talk back?
Uh-oh.
Did you see in Rumble we have Deuce from Brand X commenting that it might be a false poster and the real one gets revealed day of release?
Well, it was released on December 1st, and I just got this email today, and it was from the AMC, movie company. So, yep.
I just think everybody's just getting their dander up over it's. It's not like you can see. It's not like you can see anything. It's not like there's any kind of simulation going. Like if he was, I don't know.
I think being an icon like she is, and I don't understand why, but she is, comes with certain responsibilities. And I think she is not handling that right, personally.
Deuce says, wah, 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 sad trombone. Oh, wait a minute. I have that here, don't I?
I don't know. It's probably on the...
Telling John how to run the show from behind the scenes.
Yeah, let's both do it.
There we go.
But just a moment behind each other.
Yeah.
Ready? 3.
That's
one,
hot.
Two.
So, what are we allowed? Again, here we go with the the police, the thought police, what we're allowed to watch, what's acceptable to watch.
Okay.
I don't buy any of that bullshit. If you want to take, if you don't want your kids to go there, pay attention to your kids and don't let them go to those movies. All right. Don't send your kid into those movies. Then that's fine. I hate the fact that somebody else is telling me what I can and can't do as an adult. That pisses me off. You know, if I want to watch Magic Mike or Striptease or Dollhouse or whatever the hell movie I want to watch, I don't need somebody telling me about I'm going to hell.
That? You watch that on the plane?
I'll just say this. If I'm sitting there and she says, do you want me to pray for you? You know what's going on? I'll say, listen, if I'm going to hell, I'll save you a seat because you're probably being there right next to me. Because for you to be all fucked up on the Lord there, there's got to be something going on.
Well, honestly, I find that offensive just as much as she probably finds Magic Mike.
Yeah.
For someone to sit and
I got to find out with you know that you're a Christian and you're going to pray for me.
I appreciate
go ahead, knock yourself out.
Have it. Like they have their faith and that's great. I don't want to hear it.
Yeah, I don't want to hear about your
friend
faith.
Circle. If I'm not friends with you. I don't give a shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you go do you. Go to church. Go do your church things. Go do your Bible classes and your small group meetings and all that. Have a ball. Just leave, fine.
But I don't know what makes people want to be like that. Because, I'll be hanging outside of a grocery store, Walmart, whatever, trying to, get those last couple drags off my smoke before going in. And I'm away from the door. And some asshole walks, hey, that's bad for you. You know it's bad for you. Yeah, sure do.
You know what else is bad for you? McDonald's French fries. Suck on that.
Yeah.
Smoke them. They're better for you. Right?
Budvugger says, I have a friend that worked at AMC when Bad Santa came out. They put up posters saying it wasn't for kids. Guess what happened? They brought kids. That's what happened. They brought kids.
Meanwhile,
Bad Santa is banging Laura Graham in a pool. Right? So, and Bad Santa was a funny movie as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, it has the opposite effect like the PMRC when they made, records have, warning labels on them. It just made all the kids buy them even more.
Well, and here's what happens.
Parents complained
about it. Yeah, parents complained about it. Exactly. I was just going to say that.
It's rated R.
I was just going to say that.
Dummy.
Oh, it's Santa. It's Bad Santa. Okay. It's not Disney's Bad Santa.
Well, they come back and go, oh, so Santa's not real.
Not for nothing. Who's starred in that? That dirty guy was married to Angelina Jolie. What's his name?
Billy Bob Thornton.
Billy Bob Thornton.
Thank you. Yeah. He's not making kid-friendly movies. No. Ever.
No. I might, but this ain't one.
This ain't one of them
again,
for sure.
Do your homework, people. Find out what your kids are going to do, and then take your kids to the right movie.
They had the same issue with Deadpool when that came out, and that I can't even begin to tell you how many releases say this is not a kids movie. It is a Marvel movie, a superhero movie rated R. And I took my
comedy.
Daughter and her friends, and I had to stay. They were like 16, and I had to stay with them in the theater to see it. I was just going to drop them and go.
But that was just kind of vulgar. It wasn't nasty per se. There
wasn't. Oh, wasn't it? It was the language. It was it was ridiculous. It was not for an 8-year-old.
Awesome.
Like, oh, I'm going to see Captain America. Sure. You're not. It is everything. Yeah. I mean, dick jokes and everything. It was just, it was great.
It was
movie.
Great.
I loved it. But I love Deadpool, but it was not for an 8-year-old.
Hold
people
on.
Brought their little kids.
JM Synthetic says, with hidden dicks all over the movie, was that in Bad Santa? Where was hidden dicks at?
Probably in Deadpool.
Oh, in Deadpool, there was hidden dicks
Deadpool?
All over?
I'm guessing. I don't know. Look for that shit.
You know where there's a lot of subliminal. Bad shit movies, Disney. There's a lot of Disney movies where they have stuff in the background and you see it and you don't realize it. And it's a subliminal thing. Yeah. Yeah. Of course it is. Yep. Budvugger's right. Disney movies, they have hidden dicks. Disney's Bad Santa. I don't think Disney made Bad Santa.
Come here, kids. Sit on Bad Santa's lap.
Mac the Hypnotist says, I worked at a theater for a couple of years. Parents take their kids to movies like that and complain and demand refunds. Oh, that's a fucking fantastic scam. So you take your kids because you don't give a shit about your kids, and you go in there and you watch the movie, and then you get all offended at everything, and then you come back and you want your money back, so you get your money back, and you've already traumatized your kid with whatever movie you went to see, but you get your money back like the piece of shit that you are. Outstanding.
I think when you buy those tickets, you should have that understanding. And they check here. Yeah. Like everything else, you sign your little, because you pay, check, here's your ticket. And in that little, all that little fine print, you're fucked. You can't get your money back.
Yeah, you didn't like the movie? Complain to the movie theater. Yeah. Complain to the people that made the movie.
Write a letter.
Yeah.
If you can.
We provided a place for you to sit. We provided snacks for you to sit there with. And you didn't like the movie? You're not getting your money back. Sorry. As long as the movie played all the way through and there wasn't a problem with it, fuck you. That's what I say. Two girls, one cup.
Oh.
There you go.
Oh.
It's a great Disney film.
It's a very good Disney film. No, wasn't there one called Beep where a black family can't figure out how to change a 9-volt battery and a smoke detector? Yeah, that.
Is that the theme song?
Beep. Chirp. Chirp. See, again, everybody, they think it's absolutely, you know, you could do whatever you want. All right. And as long as you can explain it away, that's supposed to be okay. And that takes me to the Jamal Bowman, the guy who pulled the fire alarm because he wanted to stop the vote in Congress.
He was trying to open a door.
Right. No, he wasn't. He pulled the fire alarm so they would evacuate and they couldn't. He thought he was being smart.
That's how a Democrat opens a door, John.
Give it.
Notice my background. Okay.
So he pulls the fire alarm. It's all on camera. Everybody sees it. Now listen. If you make a mistake and you pull a fire alarm, what do? You sit there when they come. You say, "Listen, I made a mistake. I thought it opened the door. I did it by accident."
Especially you used to be a principal of a school.
Oh my
exactly.
God, yeah. They all kind of look the same.
He pulled it and snuck out of there like a cat that shit on the rug. And then they find him, and they come back to him, and he's got all kinds of fucking bullshit excuses, and he don't want to talk about it. Well, Congress went in, and they censured him today. And good for that. Good for him. That and that piece of shit, Rashida Tlaib. Talita Shirashib.
Well, they also
mashing that name together.
They also
whatever the fuck
she George is. Santos this week, too, or this week, last week, whatever.
Right,
George Santos.
But he never got. He's not convicted yet.
Not yet, but he will be.
Republicans are stupid.
He stole a lot of fucking money from people.
Allegedly, he hasn't been proven.
Yeah, it will be pretty easily. I'm pretty sure.
Again, Democrats. They're on the hairy edge of having a majority in the House, and what do? They kick one of their own out. The dumbest motherfuckers. I swear to God, you think a Democrat would have kicked someone out?
No way. They stay united.
Oh, my God. They all vote in unison.
A couple voted for
censure Jamal?
Yeah.
How many?
Brain broke. I want to say five. Like, to me, that's a lot.
Holy mackerel.
Three Democrats voting.
Three Democrats switched over.
It may as well have been 100. But, yeah, three. And then five. Five members voted present, which I fucking hate, including some from the House Ethics Committee who had declined to investigate it.
Isn't that weird? Because it's the House Ethics Committee.
Yeah, you have one job. One job.
There's an ethical issue.
Yes or no?
No, I'm out. I'm not going to pick sides.
I'm present.
Yeah.
Present and going to lunch. See you later. Thank you for the tuner.
You know, back in the day when C-SPAN first started, like in the 80s when they first started being the cable news network. What they did was they used to have cameras that could go around, and they used to have a board on who voted for what. There's a board in the House of Representatives, and it tells you who votes for what.
Yes.
And now they will not allow C-SPAN to video that board. They're not allowed
That's
to show
bullshit.
That. Right. And there's only Cowards. Certain things. There's only certain views that they can actually allow to see. Bozo Deuce from Brand X said, Bozo did it 137 times in 2 years or so.
Obama
Bozo.
You speak Deuce. You couldn't get that.
I was a little behind. That's all.
Bummer.
Yeah.
Well, we had a big event here in Alabama last night.
The
Tuscaloosa Roll Tide.
Yeah. That was harder to find than that robot's bean in that video of Beyonce.
You weren't looking hard enough then.
All right. So we're going to get into this. We're going to get into this.
Yeah. What do you want first? You want Haley on TikTok?
I'll tell you what I want first.
What do you want first?
I'm telling you right now, and I don't care what anybody says, Vivek Ramaswamy won that debate. Won that debate. Made
that doesn't answer.
Made the other three look like morons.
Yeah.
You know how I know this? Because all the media, the corporate media, and also the conservative media, do not want him. And they're all like Ben Shapiro today. I wanted to throw up listening to him. He's sitting there talking about how Ron DeSantis. Why don't you get down there and suck Ron DeSantis' dick, Ben? Jesus Christ.
Well, the nightly news tonight was all they talked about was how Chris Christie, you know, kept turning it back to bashing Trump and taking up for Nikki Haley and going
white
against
knighting
Ron DeSantis. And in everything, you know, he was trying to remind everybody on the stage that their big enemy here is the orange guy. And he didn't want to, you know, use his name. I forget what he called him, like Voldemort or something.
Right.
He called him Voldemort because he's those we don't speak of, you know.
And another thing.
He shall not be named. Yeah.
Trump, you big pussy. You won't, you know, you go anywhere and talk to anybody, but will you fucking talk? You won't even go and debate the people that are they're running against you. You'll go to your, what you'll do is you'll have a rally at the same time, and you'll go in there and you go, well, you know, Ron Sanctimonious. And
he's got to stop that.
Well, maybe he's tired of everybody taking his words and like clipping them together to make it say shit that he didn't say.
How about you go and debate? This is what I would say. Well, if you don't go to debate, you're not on the ballot. There you go. How about that? He gets to sidestep
you know
everything.
How many debates there are left?
Doesn't matter.
Why,
doesn't matter.
Why debate? There was like 12 like 2 months ago, and now there's what, four on that damn debate stage?
What do you? Oh, you're talking about debaters, not how many debates. I don't know how many debaters there were.
Candid.
Well, whatever.
There
were four. It's the same thing with Trump.
Hold on, they were mass debaters. Shut up.
That's the biggest dick I've ever seen. So anyhow.
And you've seen so many.
Trump should be in there and mixing it up with everybody. He should be able to, they should be able to talk to him about his record when he was president. And he won't go. And people, and you know what? People are so stupid. They sit there and they're like, well, it's just Trump this and Trump that. Listen, the establishment wants Trump to run against Biden. I don't know how he's going to be able to run. They've got him so tied up in litigation. How's he supposed to, how is he supposed to,
I don't know,
campaign? That's number one.
I know the other thing that the mainstream media is doing is they're, casting this idea that he's going to be a dictator, and you know, because he basically came out and said, "Look, they won. Yeah, I'm gonna close the border, you know, and I'm gonna get like you know get oil pumping or some shit like that. Like
really,
he's
gonna
do two things.
Yeah,
you
know? He's gonna go in there. Yeah. He's got a list of everybody that fucked him his first presidency, and he's gonna go in there and he's everybody he can fire he will fire."
Oh, so there's going to be accountability. Oh, my God. We can't have that. Not in our fucking government.
Right. God, Deuce says, drill, drill, drill. Absolutely.
Well, they're drilling now. We're at the highest we've ever fucking produced. We're over 13 million barrels. I'm sorry. Yeah, 13 million barrels a day. 13.6, I believe, today.
Well, how come gas prices aren't back down at $2
not
a gallon?
They're, well, because you're in Jersey. Pump your own fucking gas and you won't, like, cost less.
No, thanks.
Ours here is like $2.65 somewhere in there.
Yeah, ours is I think it's $3, a little over $3 now. But yeah. It wasn't that when Trump was in office, it was about $2.25.
Because they're having to pay gas hose operators fucking $20 an hour to put gas in your car because you won't do it yourself.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my entire life.
Okay.
You think they weren't pumping fucking gas? I was 12 years old and we pumped gas. We've been pumping fucking gas the whole time. It was 2 hours and I'll say, listen, it was $2.50 back, and they were pumping it back then. Now all of a sudden, you know, you guys, you know what? You're fucking jealous because we get our fucking gas pumped and you don't. You got to get out of your fucking car and pump your own fucking gas.
I'm a princess.
Don't touch my fucking car. I can pump my own gas.
Hey, the guys at Wawa do a great job.
Jealous motherfuckers. Everybody jealous that's outside of New Jersey, they don't have to, they have to get out and pump their
lazy
own gas. They're lazy and jealous motherfuckers.
It's a law. It's a law. We cannot.
It's stupid. It's a stupid law.
I live in Alabama. I'm sorry.
Probably cost stuck a quarter a gallon less if you didn't have to deal with that.
God damn it, Deuce. Let me give you a link. Can you jump on?
What did he say?
He said Biden revoked federal license to drill, restricting exploration to find oil. That's why it's higher.
Well, that was when he got into office, but now they've opened some of the drilling back up. So we're still
some
back in production. Well, not all of it.
Why not?
Because the election's coming. We're going into an election year, so he has to try to
drop the prices,
cover up all the bullshit that he fucked up.
Yep.
Not my show, Deuce says.
Hey, Deuce. Hey, Deuce. Hey,
Deuce. I just.
I guess you and I both have to sing that, right?
Don't take my gun.
I want to talk about that a little bit later.
Well, do you want the video of Vivek calling Nikki corrupt, or you want the one with Chris Christie?
Which one do you want? We have that.
I didn't watch. I wasn't able to watch it.
You couldn't find it. You couldn't find a goddamn thing.
I really had a hard time finding it.
Here's Haley talking about how TikTok's going to, you know.
This is Kate's choice. I have a vagina.
Yeah, I'm not picking some moron who's a pump and dump pharma boy, but okay, cool.
You're picking this moron. Go ahead.
Over your moron.
This chick's bought and paid for big time.
So
we really do need to ban TikTok once and for all. And let me tell you why. For every 30 minutes that someone watches TikTok, every day, they become 17% more anti-Semitic, more pro-Hamas based on doing that.
Where do you get that metric? Where?
That is weird. I don't know.
Thank you. At least
17% of the time they list they're Jew haters.
Hey, 17% of the time it's a 60% correct. So don't kid yourself.
So after like 3 hours, you're just completely anti-Semitic.
You're practically Hitler.
Let's go kill some Jews.
For every 30 minutes.
I'm not silly.
House Republicans yesterday hauled elite university presidents up to Capitol Hill to answer for the displays of anti-Semitism on college campuses. These leaders, including the president of Harvard, were asked whether calling for the genocide of the Jews would violate school policies against harassment and intimidation. All of them said it would depend on the context, including whether that speech veers into conduct. How do you think these schools and the rest of society should balance the imperative of free speech against the need to prevent radical activists from harassing and intimidating others?
It was disgusting to see what happened. You know, if this had been the KKK that was doing protests on those campuses, every one of those college presidents would have been up in arms. This is just as bad. The idea that they would go and allow that kind of pro-Hamas protest or agree with the genocide of Jews and try and say that they needed context on that, there is no context to that. This is what we need to do to deal with it. First of all, we have got to get foreign money out of our universities. You've got Arab money, you've got Chinese money, you've got others. We need to go to every university and say you either take foreign money or you take American money.
Half of their student body?
Yeah, it kind of is.
They'll take foreign money. I know what college is taking foreign money. That's less money that they can give to me.
You know what we need?
That's exactly what she was saying.
We need to stop from taking foreign money. Our elected leaders.
All right.
The days of taking both are over. The second thing we need to do is Biden made a mistake not including anti-Zionism in the definition of anti-Semitism. If you don't think that Israel has a right to exist, that is anti-Semitic. We will change the definition so that every government, every school has to acknowledge the definition for what it is. The third thing is we really do need to ban TikTok once and for all. And let me tell you why. For every 30 minutes,
I get stupider.
TikTok.
I'm getting stupider
every
with that
day,
statistic.
They become 17% more anti-Semitic, more pro-Hamas based on doing that. We now know that 50% of adults 18 to 25 think that Hamas was warranted in what they did with Israel. That's a problem.
Would you call anybody 18 to 25 an adult these days?
Yes.
Well, legally, yes. They can vote, those morons.
That's the problem that you let these kids. When are they adults, Bob? When the fuck are they adults, finally?
Well, I used to say when they're in my phone book.
First of all, this is the problem here is that these colleges have been spouting this socialist, communistic.
Correct.
But then again, I repeat myself. I'm sorry, democratic. But Wrong then show. Again, I repeat myself. Rhetoric. And these people and these kids are all buying it. That's the shit that's got to stop. Right now, they have the oppressed and the oppressors. And if you're the oppressed, you can do whatever the fuck you want to do. You can go into a fucking store and grab a bunch of clothes and walk the fuck out. You can put on a black hoodie with a mask on and run in and steal shit and break shit and do whatever you want, and you don't get arrested. Now, if you're somebody like a store owner and you try to stop them from stealing the shit that you have, then you're in trouble. If they get hurt or something happens, then it's your ass.
You're not protected. The fucking criminal is protected.
The criminal's protected. You're not. It's fucking bullshit. That's the first thing that we got to turn around and stop.
And the reason that exists is because of this, you know, diversity, equity, inclusion mindset that, well, the people that are being the criminals are probably in that group.
Right. And you've got that airheaded AOC in there, sitting there. Oh, they steal and defeat their children. Oh,
nobody
really?
The
Louis Vuitton bags and the shoes and shit.
The Met
Gala all the stuff.
Invite. Don't forget that.
Right, tax.
She got invited to that.
Right, all that shit. Okay. And then the other. Again, this is just pandering to the look. This is basically what it is. If you're somebody that produces something or, you know, then you're usually a conservative. If you're somebody that takes something that doesn't produce anything, that wah, crew, you're usually a Democrat. That's how this works. And what happens is we're getting more and more wah, I want to take this and I want to take that. And we're not getting people to produce shit. And now they have a fucking excuse. And that's the problem. That's the problem with this whole fucking country. And until we turn this shit around, it's going to get worse and worse and worse. And I'm just going to tell you right now, I'd like to know how fucking bad it's got to be before normal people stand up and say, I've had enough, and start voting people
hell.
Out
I'm
left and right.
I'm not going to take it anymore. Yeah.
Start at the local level and start bouncing people out of here. If we started bouncing people out of office, this shit would stop because it's the only thing they fucking understand.
Well, if people weren't so, like I think I'd said on a previous show, weren't so apathetic about everything, they don't care. But they should be caring now. So, I mean, they absolutely
Again,
should.
Again, it's the victim it's affecting class. Boo-hoo, boo-hoo. And then you have those taking up for the victim class. Because it makes them, it gives them some sort of, you know, redemption to do that. So,
The guy who doesn't, it's not his show. The guy who's my co-host on the Brand X show, he just said, New Jersey has reached the tipping point where people that vote for a living outnumber the people that work for a living. Hmm. And he's right, because he's deuce.
You were bankrupt when you left the UN. After you left the UN, you became a military contractor. You actually started joining service on the board of Boeing, whose back you scratched for a very long time, and then gave foreign multinational speeches like Hillary Clinton is, and now you're a multimillionaire. That math does not add up. It adds up to the fact that you are corrupt. You have a corruption problem, and I think that that's what people need to know. Nikki is corrupt. This is a woman who will send her kids to die so she can buy a bigger house. This is the problem. Using identity politics more effectively than Kamala Harris is a form of intellectual fraud.
Oh, they love them.
Actually, and there's our donor puppet masters wielding their puppet right up here tonight. This is how this game is played. The puppet masters put up their puppet, and I reject the use of identity politics in this party.
He's right. For you. Okay. I don't care. He's right. He's absolutely right.
He is right.
Okay.
He's right. Oh, vaginas stick together. Wait a minute. Yeah. Anyway. Sorry, that came out wrong.
They shouldn't technically.
Yeah, well,
I mean, right. So, and then he has to. All right, so I'm going to take over here for a second.
All right, take it easy, Bob.
All right, so then he takes, after the debate, after he gets done with the debate, he goes out and the press is there. And once again, hang on, let me bump this up.
They're just so mean to him.
Okay, yeah, say what you want.
You're the one fussing.
I'm just saying that reporters are supposed to ask questions and report.
Yes.
She's not debating him. And as soon as he starts talking, she's got to. Excuse me, what was that? I couldn't hear you over me talking. What was that? What'd you say?
I said I don't think she really cares.
She don't care. This reporter, you don't think so?
I'm sorry. I thought you were talking about Nikki Haley. I'm sorry. Oh, go ahead. I will.
Shut up. Oh, I'm sorry.
Momentarily, fucker. Suck it, John.
All right. Where's my? Where's?
I don't know. Land the fucking plane. Let's go, buddy.
Oh, all of a sudden, I'm going to land a plane. So as soon as he starts talking.
Sex.
Sure.
There is no evidence that it is an inside job. It was a fringe conspiracy theory.
No evidence? No evidence. There's no evidence. And all of a sudden, she's preaching to him. There's no evidence. What the fuck does she know? She's a stupid blonde reporter that the only reason she's on this fucking thing is because she looks good. Okay. Yeah, that's why. That's why she's there. Because she looks good. And now she's going to sit there and fight with him. There's no evidence. They just dropped a bunch of video watching the police move the barricades. There's video of the police on top of the top shooting pepper balls and rubber bullets into the crowd that was peaceful there. All right. That's when things started being riled up. And they also know that they had FBI undercover guys in there. So there's no evidence this is an entrapment. Get the fuck out of here, you stupid twat.
That the Trump-appointed FBI director, Christopher Wray, has said explicitly over and over is just not true.
That's a lie. He won't say shit. All he says is we can't talk about it. It's not he didn't say there wasn't. He just says he can't talk about it. And this is the problem we have. So now he has to come out here and just, and now he's got to.
So let me, I appreciate the opportunity to address it. I was an anti-woke crusader leaving the business world, and if you had asked me 3 years ago, is there some chance January 6th is an inside job, I would have said that was crazy talk. I would say looking at the facts of the video footage that have come out, Dana, it is shocking that you still haven't gotten a clear answer of how many federal agents were in the field that day. Look at now the video footage of actually throwing explosives and rubber bullets into what was a peaceful crowd, then releasing to the public what came in response to that. But now look at the video footage that was released, and I'm glad we're talking about it because viewers deserve to look at that footage. Capitol Police literally letting people in who were then now prosecuted, some of whom have gone on to commit suicide because of what the government's doing. That is a case of entrapment, and I think the government has not been transparent about this, which is why I then brought up another case where the government, now 20 years later, with declassified documents, tells us that they lied to us at the time. And so I do think we have a government that's consistently lied to its people.
But an inside job suggests that everybody was who attacked the Capitol was part of
some. I didn't say that.
That's not what it says, dummy. That's not what it says at all, 850 people. It says there was a bunch of people that knew what was going on there, and they wanted this. They wanted this to happen. They wanted this to happen so that they could clamp down on the Republican Party or the people that were there. They wanted this to happen.
It's they almost basically, like they knew it was going to happen on January 6th.
Yeah. They all were sitting there.
Imagine that.
Trump wanted to get
Well, they did know. That's wanted
to get the National Guard there.
Nonstop.
And Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer said no. So, and the Capitol, and the guy from the Capitol Police said that it was understaffed. This is it's a hit job. And when people start telling you what's going on here, she just comes in and says, oh, so 850 people had to be all in on this? No, they didn't. All they had to do was have a few police and a couple of provocateurs over there to stir some shit up. And then this is what happens.
And everybody
but
in
I was
the
saying
media
that there's entrapment going on. There's entrapment going on, and this looks like a case of entrapment. And if you look at even over
what
the last,
what do you mean
day,
by entrapment?
Jesus Christ!
Come on.
Jesus. What do you mean by entrapment?
Entrapment means that the police go to people husband. To do something otherwise than they otherwise wouldn't have done, and then they arrest them for actually doing it.
And you don't think it was actually the former president who
No,
I don't say that. He loves Trump.
It wasn't the former president. The former president didn't want that to happen.
That was the media narrative. Now look at actually
we
a hard
heard
case.
Him, we heard
well,
him.
I'm
going to
ask you
ears.
About a case and see
what you.
Okay, what did he say, honey?
What did he say?
Yeah,
go us. Peacefully. To we're going to walk and go peacefully
and patriotically go protest
to protest. That's what he said.
Peacefully.
That's
and
what
patriotically
he said.
Walk over. And protest.
He should have never encouraged this.
Meanwhile, you could make a video of all Democrats screaming, we got to go. You see them in the street. You get in their face. You know, we got to all the Democrats that are inciting violence when in their speech.
You are correct.
Yeah.
I got kicked off of YouTube for playing those clips. That was from YouTube.
Yeah. Yeah. YouTube's clips. You played them. You got kicked off.
Yes.
YouTube's, how dare you play our clips?
Of all the liberals saying to, you know, harass Republicans, get in their face. If they're eating dinner, you get in their face, cause a problem. Yeah. I want to punch Donald Trump in the face, all this stuff that they said. I got kicked off.
Sparky Toaster's back. Trump, Sparky. Trump, Trump. Sparky, that's Sparky. All these brain-dead CNN announcers know how to know. That's all they know. Mm-hmm. Right. Maxine Waters, mm-hmm. You attack them. That's what she said.
Yeah. You
she attack did.
Them. Yeah. And nobody said anything. Yeah. Nobody said anything mm-hmm. to that horse tooth jackass.
She is useless as fuck. Now I've got Chris Christie, I guess.
I like when she told the homeless barking. People to go home. Like, we don't have one.
That's Chris Christie. But I'll tell you what, that Ozempic's really working.
Oh, he looks so much younger.
Oh, there he is.
Look how gray he is.
Every debate, you go out on the stump and you say something. All of us see it on video. We confront you out on the debate stage. You say you didn't say it, and then you back away. And I want to say
tell you
what,
exactly
no,
what I said, Chris.
I'm not done yet.
Well, this
now,
is.
Look,
I'm not done. Sit down, little boy.
Bob, can you hold that for a second?
Debate that you would be voted in the first 20 minutes.
You're going to have to back that up. See, this is where I disagree with Vivek. He should have just shut up and let Christie make his point and then come back at him. Yep. Don't just sit there and try talking over him. That's bullshit. He should have shut up. Yeah, he should have just shut up. And Christie was right to tell him, I'm not done talking. Yeah. So I'm sorry. Go ahead, because Christie comes out with a pretty good one here.
I love him. He's such an asshole.
But I don't think he's a piece of shit.
Yes, Christie, I love him.
The fourth debate that you would be voted in the first 20 minutes as the most obnoxious blowhard in America. So shut up for a little while.
I'm gonna respond to that.
I want to say
your version of
no,
I
want to say after the main vote.
Yeah, Chris Christie just took off the gloves.
Anyway,
good.
Blah, blah,
Deuce
blah.
Says Vivek is going bald with a vengeance, isn't he?
He is. It's a way up on the top
stop,
of his head.
Stop combing your hair back, man.
He's got that Eddie Munster, like the weird hairline, and then stacking it up high. Like he's taller.
Right. I listen.
Embrace the bald, dude.
First of all, Chris Christie was the governor here. He took on the teachers union, but he was basically a Democrat in Republican clothes, as far as he was a rhino.
Just because you're a decent governor doesn't mean, like DeSantis, doesn't mean you'd make a good president. But it's not necessarily a qualifier every time.
Look, yep. We all know Christie was there just to take out Trump, but Trump won't come over there. And he's like, Trump's like holding a little kid, and Christie's swinging, can't even get close to him.
Holding his hand. You know, but I will say, I think while he did take on the teachers union, did well, and what was difficult was he did a lot of what he said he was going to do in his first term, which made it very difficult for me. Like it was very tough, lean times in our house for those years. And then when Sandy hit, he was good. Like he was kind of what we needed at the time. I thought, I don't know how Phil Murphy would have done or Corzine or all that. So, I mean, he's an asshole. He's such an asshole, but I kind of like him. Like he's got personality. He's Jersey.
Yeah. Sparky Toaster says, "Eat another donut, fat boy." Sparky, I thought you liked me.
No, he eats. What was it? He got. He was yelling at somebody about it at a ball game. Was eating like a bag of fries. He had a whole big thing of fries, and he was yelling at somebody. There's a picture of him like getting into a fight with somebody, and he's got a big giant handful of fries.
Maybe when he went on to Letterman that one time and pulled a donut out of his jacket pocket and was eating a donut.
Did you see him do the dance when he was dancing on Jimmy Fallon? Like he was
Jesus
dad dancing?
Who watches that garbage? Greatest. Shame on you.
That was a long
and
time.
This was, And when he had the baseball outfit on and he looked like a weeble.
It was not a good look. It was not.
Right. Looked like Rosie O'Donnell in a League of Their Own.
The guys who Hookers. Show this isn't is who isn't the guy who shows this isn't Deuce says Christie went bad when he was a keynote speaker for Romney, and instead of talking up Romney, he talked up himself.
Yeah.
So, I know you don't have any issues with me, Sparky. I'm just breaking your balls because it was funny.
So earlier you brought up Ozempic.
Ozempic damn near killed him.
New research on Ozempic and semaglutides is raising hope for those who drink excessively. It finds the weight loss drug may also help prevent alcohol overuse and abuse.
Now tell me this isn't a native ad. You know what a native ad is, right?
Yeah, it's an ad baked into this, into the news story.
Yeah, to make it look like it's in a fucking actual news story. But this is an advertisement for fucking Ozempic.
This says researchers explore whether it has the potential to treat other addictive behaviors. Ariel Reshef has more.
I have no desire to drink wine anymore. And that's crazy to me because I
could. Is it because you saw some chick next to you on a plane watching Magic Mike?
Why is she on Ozempic anyhow?
Like a demon. Oh my God.
She got to lose her last 10? Is that what she's got to do?
Oh, that's gross.
The wildly popular drug used for weight loss, semaglutide, is now showing very early signs of potentially curbing alcohol use for those who drink excessively.
Nope.
A new case study composed of 6 people screening positive for alcohol use disorder, or AUD, found that they all saw a clinically significant decrease in symptoms while they were using semaglutide for weight loss. Christy Martin, who was not part of the study, says while she used to drink wine every night, her urge to drink has disappeared.
Why is she on Ozempic?
She
lost a lot of weight while she was on it, I'm sure.
I bet you she just took it because it was a weight loss drug.
20-pound things,
right. Yeah.
Yeah,
she should not be on Ozempic.
If you're drinking wine, then you're—I mean, doesn't wine affect diabetics? Like, it, Mike, answer that.
Bugbugger says since he went on Ozempic, his right hand has gone on vacation. I don't know what that means.
A bit of an issue, and the fact that I just have no desire for it is something I didn't expect, and is just an amazing side benefit. I can't even tell you.
This small.
Well, how much wine were you fucking drinking, lady?
Right,
Christ, were you? Was it morning?
She couldn't lose the last 20.
Like coffee? Nah. Wine.
So, can I just say something from somebody that's actually taken this drug?
Gordhead.
So when you take this, you don't feel like, in other words, you get a queasy stomach as you go up. You know, you start
once a week, right?
0.50. Yeah, once a week. And then, like, for 2 days, you're queasy. You don't really want to eat. And so that could stop it too, that she was queasy as you work your way up, because you go from 0.5 to like 0.15 or something like that. And JM Synthetics is right. People that need these drugs can't get them. I have a prescription for it right now. It costs me, with insurance, it costs me over $500 a month for it.
That's disgusting.
All right.
That's $125 a week.
That's $125 a week. And it's I can't swing it.
That's sinful.
Swing it because I would love to take it. Listen, I would love to take it because when I was on Ozempic, that that it worked well for me. It really did control my blood sugar. It worked well, and I was looking forward to it. But it's too much. I can't afford it. So there you go.
I can't even get it.
But wait, there's more.
Case study now setting the stage for larger clinical trials, looking at semaglutide as a treatment for AUD, as researchers explore whether the drug has the potential to treat other excessive use conditions.
Like podcasting.
And again, this initial study only included 6 patients, but as you heard, more
six patients
are already underway.
That's not a study. That's a six coincidence. Patients.
Stop
a study
it.
Group of 6, John.
6.
How much money do you think they're fucking making off this shit? Billions?
Yes.
6 people? Is what they can get.
You know, I had AUD, and then I didn't put in my IUD, and the next thing you know, I was PRE.
Wow.
Results, but certainly reason to hope. Diane?
All right, we'll take it.
I thought it was that woman.
Thank you. And ABC News medical contributor, physician at Stanford Children's Health, Dr. Alok Patel, joins me now for more on this. Dr. Patel, break this down. What does this research really tell us about what Ozempic and what other similar drugs could...
Again, the research of six people.
...possibly do for curbing drug and alcohol use?
And what this research is really adding to is this growing body of anecdotal evidence and case series reports. This is patients basically filling out questionnaires or reporting that it's possible that semaglutides and these GLP-1 agonists, this whole class of medications we've been talking about, may decrease the risk of not only alcohol use disorder, but also in other addictive
but also breathing
as well, with some specialists citing that their patients have reported decreased incidences of shopping and gambling addiction, even smoking, even in some cases nicotine. Or
well, Bob,
they want to give it to people for smoking and gambling addictions now.
Oh, if it, hey Bob, if it made you stop smoking, would you take it?
No.
Okay.
Somehow, John, I feel like the smoking is probably less dangerous to me. Sorry.
Okay, my doctor, long-term, JM long-term. Synthetic, says my doctor tried to give me Wegovy, thank you, back in June, and it's still not in stock. You can't get it. That's the other one. That's the one that I have. They want to put me on Wegovy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my doctor wanted me to do that, too.
She said, you can't get it.
As soon as I walked into the room, she was like, oh, well, here, I can give you this. I'm like, no.
Here's what I get out of this, all right? This is all about weight loss and curbing... addictive things like smoking and wine drinking, whatever, gambling. Why doesn't our FDA just make our food to where it doesn't fucking do this shit to us?
That's a good one, Bob.
Okay, that was a good one.
That's a good one, Bob.
Just saying.
So basically what this does is it slows down the absorption of as the food as it goes through. So mm-hmm. you don't absorb as much, and it also makes you feel full longer.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And so I know Bob thinks that smoking's better than this drug. Okay, good for you. That's you keep going with that. But again, the other day I was watching TV, and there were so many drug commercials, and the side effects was like, why would I take this fucking thing?
I know. Side effects are worse, I think, sometimes.
Exactly.
But the side effects for these drugs right here are not as bad unless you're allergic to what's in them. And then again, how do you know?
What the long term is, though.
Okay.
I mean, this stuff hasn't been out that long.
JM Synthetics said they tried to prescribe Mounjaro because it's not approved for weight loss yet. Mondrona. They wanted $1,200 a month.
After insurance?
I think they changed the name of Mounjaro to, I can't remember what the hell it was called. Something banned. Because No Agenda was calling it Death Band. But anyway. So, yeah, and it's just they're like rebranding it to get it for use of, weight loss. So it's being rebranded by its manufacturer.
This does a lot of, it seems to be doing a lot of different things. And, they also have this stuff that they give heroin addicts that makes them, if they take it, it makes them violently ill. So,
yes.
And they also have that for alcohol, too. If you're an alcoholic.
Abuse, yep.
Right, so you put that in there, and if you drink any alcohol, it makes you violently ill, so it makes you so you can't drink it. Yeah. So, again...
They have, pills, Soma, S-O-M-A?
I don't know.
Is a pill that's for people who are addicted to, opiates or something. Opioids.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, there is something for that, Soma. Too. And it, you like take that...
Your desire for it.
Yeah, you'll get violently ill if you take any kind of... Any kind of opioid, right? Yeah. So, I mean, they have that for people, but again, you go see right now. The pharmaceutical companies know that they have something here, which is the goose has laid the golden egg, and people are going to want to use this. And doctors are prescribing it, and the reason they're prescribing it is because it's worked. Like people will lose 20% of their body weight when they're on this stuff, and. When you have type 2 diabetes, it helps your blood sugar because it helps your with insulin resistance.
Yes. Well, then, so you're not on it anymore?
No, I couldn't afford it. Couldn't afford
Good news then. That's crazy. Hey, Taco Bell's bringing back its double-decker taco.
I already had one, Bob. I'll give you the review.
You're shitting me.
No, I already had. I didn't have one. I had two.
So you had a quadruple-decker.
Yeah. To be quite honest with you, it's It's meh. It's not that it's for the amount of money. Yeah, it's a taco with another taco around it with a bean spread on it. It's not even
it's
that.
It's a hard shell with a soft shell wrapped around it.
Yeah,
it's a bean in between.
It's okay. How much did
that cost? Nothing.
$2.99 right here.
Yeah, bullshit. It was more than $2.99. Okay. Let me pull up my Taco Bell app.
Jersey Hold tax. On. Did they have to pump it to into your car for you?
Don't be salty though. They pump our gas for us.
Did they have to hold?
There's
the taco
not much we have here in Jersey.
While you
Don't
took
take
a bite
my...
out of it.
So, shut up, Bob.
Don't take my gas
pumpers
away
from me. Says it's
the
perfect combination of crunchy and soft textures. You know, this, again, feels like a native ad. The fast food chain said the fan favorite menu item almost returned for 2022, but it lost to the Enchirito during a fan vote.
So, if you want a double-decker taco in New Jersey, it's $3.29. If you want the Supreme, it's $3.99. It's almost $4 for that. And you know what the difference between the $3.29 and the $3.99 is?
70 cents.
A squirt of sour cream is all it is. Man. For 70 cents, you get a squirt of sour cream. And that's all. That's the big difference.
Sour cream? Sure.
Yeah, a little bit of man milk.
That's all. I'll tell you what's good is those goddamn nacho fries they have.
What score?
They finally scored touchdowns, 21-10.
Who? Oh, fuck. They're losing?
Patriots are winning.
Oh, how's that?
The Patriots are winning?
Oh, my God.
Now I want Taco Bell. God damn it.
Well, you might not. If you do, you may want to get this chick's job. A young nurse suffered cardiac arrest while training on the condition. Fellow nurses saved her life.
Training on the
condition. Yeah, how did they? Okay.
She trained on the condition. What condition?
Andy Huang. That's a neat name for a chick, eagerly began her nursing job this year in New Hampshire with a desire to specialize in cardiac care. She was excited about attending, blah, 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 blah. But as things were getting underway at Dartmouth Hitchcock Medical Center, she's only 23 years old. She started to feel dizzy and nauseated. She felt she needed to sit down. It turned out that she herself had gone into cardiac arrest and needed help immediately. Her colleague sprung into action. Instead of practicing chest compressions on a mannequin and a simulated environment, they went to work on her. Talk about lucky.
Oh, yeah. It's amazing.
23, though.
Bob.
23.
I wonder if she's vaccinated.
That's what I was going to say. We're not really allowed to talk about that, though, are we? So,
I'm just wondering if she's vaccinated. 23-year-old.
Article's not going to touch it. And Asian, so you know all she eats is, you know, good for you. So, I don't know a lot of fat Asians. So, anyway, I thought that was an interesting. That's some lucky
Bob,
shit.
Bob, Asians eat dogs. Just saying.
They're lean, so.
They're lean.
It's true.
They're not as fatty.
I think Vietnamese do that. Not all.
That's true. Right.
Cats.
So then,
you don't like cats, so you don't care.
More good news for your holiday season: an 11-year-old dies after sister shoots him while rabbit hunting.
One less gift per person to buy gifts for.
So it was his 12-year-old sister shot him.
Okay,
while rabbit hunting. Do you let your
in the head
12-year-old?
Holy shit!
Doesn't say in the head.
Does says it? Shot to run it down, Bob. That's
I
up.
I'm running it down.
No, run it up. Run it up.
Bring it to the top of the article. There you go.
11-year-old Mississippi boy who suffered critical injuries after his sister shot him in the head while rabbit hunting has died.
Oops.
All right. Where's the parents?
Well, it says the 19-year-old's stepbrother was with him at the time.
Okay. So there was an adult. Yeah, there was an adult there. Okay.
A 22 caliber rifle.
A rifle?
22 cal. Well, it was rabbit hunting. It's 22 caliber rifle. Yeah, you can get a 22 rifle. It was in Mississippi. Enough said.
All right, there's a lot going on with this story. First of all, you don't use a rifle to shoot rabbits. All right, you use a shotgun. That's number one.
I've seen she okay, shot him Daffy in the, Duck. I've seen Elmer Fudd, and he's always holding a rifle.
It's a shotgun. He has.
Oh. Wait a minute. It was late.
He has a shotgun.
Still a long. It's a long gun.
Pop loves not to be wrong. It's a fucking shotgun, which is a long gun, which is so same thing as a 22 caliber rifle. It was a long gun.
Right. That's what I said.
It's not a handgun. Okay. It's a long right. gun. Okay.
So, again, I'm going to go back to the same thing is that you've got an 11-year-old and a 12-year-old out hunting, at shooting night. A 22 caliber rifle at a fucking rabbit, and somehow she hit him in the fucking head.
I don't think he was dressed like a rabbit, I'm going to guess. Unless he was dressed like the rabbit from the Christmas story, then I could see.
Well, I guess he found out what's up, Doc.
The name of the boy and his sister, okay, was notified of the incident and responded to the scene. They are the primary agency investigating this incident.
See what time the police got a call?
First of all,
I don't think she meant to do it.
Well, I mean, we're all making fun of this. I get it. All right, I get this.
It's awful.
But, and it's not, it's the fact that this doesn't have to happen if somebody actually teaches somebody how to use mm-hmm. and hunt safely. There's no way that somebody should be in the line of sight for a, you know, especially rabbit hunting.
Well, she got this boy got Jody Bead.
No. Well, not Jody Bead. Nah.
All right, that's a different story. But the, okay, so. Whenever you're doing something like this, you got to know where everybody's at, and you don't shoot near where everybody's at. I mean, it's not that hard to go hunting. I mean, I hunted rabbits from the time I was 14 until I was in my 40s. What's funny, Bob?
Nothing.
Something's
nothing,
funny.
Nothing Dean said at all is funny.
Oh,
where's Dean?
God,
at?
Dean.
Oh, oh my God.
Rabbit season, duck season, brother season.
Holy
it's
shit!
Horrible.
It's funny.
Bob just disappears.
It's funny.
It's horrible.
God dang it!
It's a terrible thing.
Quester Q says I take Trulicity for diabetes type 2 and still drink.
Hero. What?
I'm not. Nothing.
Yeah. I mean, I get it. No, I mean, there's hunting accidents all the time. But first of all, 11-year-olds and 12-year-olds should not be out hunting. And second of all, they certainly should not be using a rifle. That's ridiculous.
22, though? So what do you use to rabbit hunt? Just like
a shotgun.
School revolver?
Okay. A shotgun. No, not a revolver. You just use birdshot. It goes about 40 yards.
Okay. What's the difference?
The difference is
with a shotgun, rabbit shot, whatever, you can still eat it?
Yeah. If you
but with the other, you can't?
No, you can eat them both, but the thing is, you know how hard it is to hit a rabbit with one.
Oh, okay.
22?
I got a grocery store up the street. I don't need that shit.
Right. I mean, you know, if you're out with, okay, if you're out hunting with dogs, okay, and the dogs are running the rabbit. Sometimes the rabbit will come by slow enough where you can line it up and shoot the rabbit in the head, and then it doesn't ruin any meat. And you could use a 22. But Dean says usually you four shot. Jesus Christ! Usually use 6 shot and a 20 gauge. I used to use a 410 with 6 shot, and it worked fine. And I used to shoot them all the time.
When's the last time you ate some fucking rabbit, John?
Oh, about 15 years ago.
But you did. I mean, you hunted them. That's.
Mm-hmm.
But you got a whole bunch of keychains, don't you?
I stopped. I stopped hunting rabbit when kids were about 5 or 6, and that was the end of that.
He's like, "Daddy, stop killing Thumper." They come home.
Yeah, they weren't happy about it. I'll tell you that right now.
You know, Sparky, when I was
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was going to say, when I was a kid, it was so cool to get like a lucky rabbit's foot. I'm like, oh, look, a rabbit's foot. You'd have them all different colors. And like it never, the association was never really there. And then it was some poor dead, it literally was a rabbit's foot, like a literal rabbit's foot. And then I'm thinking, how disgusting is it that that's what was sold to thousands and thousands, like the world's children as a cool keychain or something to have, some hot pink rabbit's foot. Or whatever. It's gross. That's fucking nasty. Like, I can't even imagine that.
What else are you going to do with those feet? Sparky has this thing in here, and I don't, again, I'm not what he knows what he's talking about.
He might just have turned on.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'm sorry. Let me get back to this. All right. So here, Sparky says, this just in, Hunter Biden indicted on 9 tax charges, adding to the gun charge in the special counsel probe. Again, where is his mugshot at? So that's number one. Then he says, if convicted, Hunter Biden could face up to 17 years in prison. They need to get this over with while daddy's still present so he could sign his name to get him out of jail. There you go. Mike says, I hate eating rabbit. Those legs are always kicking me in the face.
I'm not.
This is so gross.
JM Synthetic says he ate man ass yesterday. I'm not sure what that's about, but the chat's having their own show.
Apparently.
Okay, I got it. I'm sorry, Sparky. I got it now that the news is hot off the press. I got it. Okay.
Right, you want to do a quick card?
Yes.
Can you read it?
No.
Nah, fuck.
Your background keeps...
Says, have you ever heard your parents having sex?
Oh, no.
Look at her face.
She did.
It wasn't my parents. Well, it was my mom. Oh.
Your mom was banging somebody that wasn't your dad?
Oh, hey, oh.
Well, they were they were divorced. It was, but yes.
Yeah. Your mom and dad were divorced, but your mom was pegging banging somebody.
Hey, mom needed that engine fixed, damn it.
Right.
Yeah.
That alternator wasn't going to fucking put itself on.
Right.
So that's a no. Lisa in the chat says no, thank God.
I haven't thought about that in years. Boy, that just popped.
Boy, it just brought back a memory. Yeah. Did it?
You're welcome. I can wake up some old trauma. Next one. Would you rub ghost peppers on your genitals for $10,000?
Fuck no.
No.
Fuck no. That shit hurts.
Yeah, I don't know. I've never even touched them, so.
Sparky asked if it affected me for life. No, but it's a nice core memory I can just kind of push in the back of my brain till it just popped forward. So.
Let's see if we can get that memory up front.
No. That's not what I'm
doing. Mom! Oh, my God.
I put some lube on and got him on his feet.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Damn it.
And you know when his, you know when the guy finished, he did this.
Oh, stop!
I don't think we're getting any better than that. Anything I add to the show is only going to fucking make it worse. So let's end on a high note. What do you say?
All right, let's do it. All right, everybody. Thank you for hanging out with us tonight.
We've missed you, Sparky.
Yeah, we missed you, Sparky. Were, glad to have you back. And we will be back here Monday, 8 o'clock Eastern, as we do. Have yourself a good weekend. Hey, if you're not doing anything tomorrow, hang out with me, 5 o'clock Eastern, on the Daily Jamingo. Just go to, links are there. You know how to find me.
Track us down.
There we go.
Good night. Are we going to Discord?
Yeah, you can go to Discord.